我记得今天也没人留几单的，我们他这个上头的买家里的，他定位完了，就是当这个高中是当地学校南京的，这个我自己的，旅查上你自己的，这个另外几当地见过，我是当地一个旅的旅长吧，我记得他。我的旅程目标上规划的，对应的我自己的十八的龙来特定的，我就单定了银白银的，我就单的那我们自己的，我就就年纪老将我妈生过农历，年纪十八的年，十八妈个就三姑姑你爹当爹了，我就没把爹娃人呢，没把爹娃人呢，没把爹娃个。这个西瓜地绿色地呢，地全部农用地呢，你定的。地绿色地那个多个，这个农村你个你得了嘛？那地有定的。现在去中华印度，我去到人办得了，我问那土地地吧，西瓜是就地，地买到呀地，我小几个，那买到吧是。这个我问土地地吧是就地，知道家计划去认定的。买的家计划的。你原本什么能力我问到了到时候的都是小鸡巴我们拆起就离上来的小鸡巴面个到吧人家到了少数的南京的什么有吧关系的但少数的世界的国家的了人们的吧什么有定义什么的感觉的是呢那那地方的地图人好地当地图是对你个经济的地方的地方地方的所以呢感觉呢地听证你别人的人呢地听证奥马的奥马的奥马的呢那是我的国吧是他懂得我少数我问过各国少数什么世界的当过那是我的国吧世界的就等你送我那是自己的国吧世界的就我的年纪那是我的国吧的事呢他懂得我我的独立国吧自己独立国吧我的独立国吧什么的少数什么世界的象征
Now, we are using this term here, verbal isolation, and we need to talk about the verbal aspect of the speech and to look at what that represents and what the, let's say, the origin of that. When we talk about body, we talk about gross body and subtle body, and we say that speech, which eventually is the one that represents and establishes the subtle body, so eventually it comes down to be associated with the winds. And when we do this practice, of verbal isolation. What we do, as we say, is we concentrate at the level of the heart. We concentrate at the center of the central channel and at the very center of the chakra at the heart. And as the mind is focused there, of course the wind that is the mount of that particular mind will also arrive at this place. So, when we look at this particular term that we use here, the term verbal isolation or Vajra recitation, it is said that the text says that the stage that is called verbal isolation or Vajra recitation, it is called that, but it is a one-sided designation because there are three yogas of life force exertion. So the practice is really quite vast, but we have taken the name of one particular phase of the practice and we have applied this to the majority of the practices. Because as the text says here, there are three types of yogas of life force, and we can explain those three as being, first of all, meditating on the mantra drop at the heart, then meditating on the substance drop at the secret area, and finally meditating on a light drop at the nose. So you can see there are actually three phases, three different drops, one of mantra, one substance, one of light, and there are three different locations to do the meditation, the heart, the secret area, and the nose.
ngaw tu dang da du ngaw tu di tu o tu si ji sam ga nang ga ngaw tu dang di tu gom ba da sa sur sam se ji nang ga tin da ga sa sur ji nan ju ni ne ngaw yan da du di kwa yang ma yin bi chi di si da rung wa sa rung ga long di chong ne ngaw yan da du ji di ba si wa ne sa sur ji sa ji ga wa da ne men ga ta ba di ren ban de si da ji men ne si 我就得几面的嘛，写照写照啊嘛，到上面这一边人都几面的，就什么，然后这个三百三十几上上上万五十上一千二十，我就在顶那几样上顶，一样样顶你几件事，来我推动的都，光把上十二年上个月话的，顶我运动，都的马云不进城了，马云的，我运动都的内部工人员呢，那那这我都光不。 我对广播收视机南京人民吃一吃的也是，我觉得，我们到独立内部广场员呢，人家，我记得历史记得大家，我们让个我们上，云南的呢，云南南京人年纪呢，这是年纪呢，这我都过下去，我在生活呢，这，每个阿爸的妈呢，这自己独立过下，现在也没人对，我都在觉得。 这个当过那这些人的，当过那这些都在阿巴的地一个亚尼尼克，他爹供养过一万多。我这当都第二波工人员呢，那这我都广播收视机南京人民吃一吃的，让人家地方，这个农农机的女生呢，万一我当时当，然后他去当的，另外这些的万一路径路上。 这个万六万当地，他们那个农闲了，就是我就那打扮他一人家为我的国家，顶那个国里面生活，顶那些个，我们自己，万一个月的，农就一二顿啊，是呢，等你要些那让你什么人就把，让你在几个人买了你回家，我在农几个人什么时间，第万一我的认定的。 但第三档一个什么一个什么是对，但第一个什么就过什么之后，就让人们这个有话的，我们安红个一个什么应该有话的，我们这一个，阿姨一个红个一个什么的，然后就对那里，当时对呢，当时对不起，红一个角色几个有话的。 当今你怎么个弄的？当的韩国当局，韩国抓当个国呢？当还是怎么子？嘛，啥地方也那也当是个了吧？我就你点你拍了，就在吃那个也那也你先就在嘛当地韩国当局，韩国抓当个斗鸡当啊，但等你我们个抓当个斗鸡你点了拍了，你就把是。 阿姨抓当个多几年点的嘛了，将近二百岁了。但一个什么家长呢？哼，我们啊是就是看见一个有话的。我在电台也把研究，当就你什么的文件我当，第三当一个，什么的当抓当的，他的都想要的文件搞些认定的。让当就你什么的当当一个什么的，一个什么个让当的你看我也没去管下的。
Now, we continue with that. It says, just explaining this point, that we have said that already there are three types of life force succession yogas, and they're not all of them should be called like that, but we're taking the name of one of them and applying it to all practices. So this stage is called verbal isolation or vata recitation, but this is a one-sided designation because there are three yogas of life force succession. And the two yogas of life force succession, meditating on the mantra drop and the substance drop. So we said the mantra drop will be meditated at the heart and the substance drop will be meditated at the secret location. These two, they are neither verbal isolation nor vata recitation. It is actually from the point of view of using the meditation which is done at the level of the nose of the light drop. It is that one that gives the name to all the practices. The illuminating lamp states that the names verbal isolation and vata recitation are a one-sided designation of life force exertion because the general name of this stage is life force exertion. And the third of the six stages in the general exposition of Tantra. Again, one says, now we're debating this point, take these two meaning the mantra drop and the substance drop, they are not verbal isolation and vajra recitation, because if it is either verbal isolation or vajra repetition, it is pervasive that it is a yoga of life force exertion, meditating on the light drop at the upper opening. Right? So it says the real vajra recitation is meditation on the light drop. It is not the other two drops. And that is because the winds arising, entering, and abiding in natural repetition is the speech which is the basis of isolation. So here we're giving a definition or a description of that which needs to be isolated, or the basis of this isolation. And it says when we're actually examining the way that the winds exist or circulate within the channels, you will find that there are three phases. First, there is a phase of the winds arising, and arising here is used in the like colloquial term of the word arising, like when somebody is seated down, you can say rise up, you know, get up. So you have this phase of the winds arising, then you have another phase of the winds entering, and then you have another phase of the winds abiding in a particular place, right? And each one of these phases is accompanied by a natural repetition or reverberation of that accompanies the phases of these three phases of the winds, right? Now, conceiving the tones of the three letters to be different from these three is the object of negation. So what is the tone of the three letters? The three letters are the syllables om, ahum. But in this particular case, we actually have to slightly change, let's say, the order of saying those syllables. But first of all, we talk about the phase of the winds arising, and it is said that when the winds arise, their sound is similar to the sound of the syllable hum. So hum represents the first phase, arising. The second one, which is the phase of the winds entering, is represented by the syllable om. And the last one, which is the phase of the winds abiding in a place, is represented by the syllable a. So we should be saying that the tone of the three letters, hum, om, a, are in accordance with the three phases of the winds arising, entering, and abiding.
this mantra drop, that is the... And that tip of the face, but what it means tip of the face is the same. Let me say the tip of the center channel, the upper tip of the center channel. So that's what. It's. So the substance drop, and that is the tip of the secret place. That's the tip of the right the tip of the secret place. So I made a mistake before. I thought I heard the mantra drop is the tip of the tip of the face, which which is saying the it's the tip of the heart, the mantra drop, and light drop. That is the tip of the face, which means the upper tip of the center channel, and then the substance drop, that is in the tip of the secret place. I think I mentioned something before, but I made a mistake. I made some noise at the beginning. I made a mistake. When I mentioned the Singapore police and the foreigners, I mentioned the Vajra body, but I think that confuses. So it says Vajra, just the Vajra, not the body, I think, but mentioned Vajra at that time. Not the general body, but the general police and the eminence of the Vajra, in the secret place Vajra.
Hoji da dina yamba yandu, hoji ori da longa ngori jirwa ngau di dangju nisam ga dadang di da yiki isam ga dadang se du ji long karisa ga ranga nini da ji chalakla dunga yinanda ranga nini yin chila ji ngu su machi sa di dina yar longa di la yar dang se ji dina ga dang di hong yiki hong dadang da ngu yir mipa guni dunga yin nyamba ji dang ओजी दा यकी दा जिगु सेदुना नी जें दमर दोंजवा दी रोनी से भर भर छलवा यों निग जवा को नोंग निग बो दों दी कर से को ओम जी यकी ओम ग दा दों दों वो ये में बो गोनी निगा से जे दी ओ दन यों नों नी वो दा से दु रोनी से जिग न Deni do the da yin kashigo telama near the daya di and then long newer dradon di yiki aga dradon dong over your maple goni, but you then nigo you are in the hon asinjidi that don't you need some good dradon dong over your maple goni. That day to the Karazigo. Tuno mijiga did the injita, that jingomashiga the injury that did not you young children.
Ramji was actually going back into the point of explaining how we can see the three phases of the winds and how we have to see those, the movement of these phases as being undifferentiable in nature from the natural reverberation of the three syllables. First of all, we talk about the winds arising, and we say that the same way exactly that the person that would be originally seated in one place would get up, would arise from their seat. A similar thing can happen with the winds. The winds arise from their initial location. And when that happens, this arising of the winds has to be seen undifferentiable in nature with the sound of the syllable hum. And then we talk about the winds entering a particular place, which is very similar to the person, let's say, initially sitting, then getting up from their seat and going somewhere. So when you go somewhere, you're actually entering that particular place. So the similar thing happens with the winds. When you are at the phase of entering, then this phase has to be as undifferentiable from the sound of the syllable om. And finally, when you have the winds abiding, remain for a while in a particular location, this has to be undifferentiable from the nature of the natural reverberation of the sound of the syllable a. So the order of the syllables again is hum, om, a.
Oji that ji dinra yinba yindu gincherdan ji karisigo. Diva si ji di ji angasu sanganda diva yinna yangtang yangda kuranda wu jamna ji karisigo. Tsukka duchong si duyina ji yangtang yangda si na juxia laksa midi ngi tila mara duchong yu si duchong si ji di. Ji yangtang yangda kuranda wu tila si ki yuwa yindu oji pina ji karisigo long ranga wala sangu tangna yang. Nabiniki Nodilan Sombayana Nabiniki Nodi Ji Chalog the Yon Parji Tong Yon Chalogni Sermumna Noa Ji Yon Yon Noni Yon Tozi Ni Oda Yon Paraton Yon Ser Noa Ji Yon Noni Ni Dinago Kura Chang Jabku Diva Yendu Diva Sijudi Da Durji Diva Seduna Long Donji Nisum Sijudi Ji Majua Ranjango Tombunyani ji paratong ya ji tsering ma ya ji ding ma ni ya ji di rong jang go yu ding ji du ji ze ji di yen ji ji ka ri ze go chom ma ta ba tong bo ni ma ro yu yu ban da wo tin da ji go long dong ju ni sam go ngo wo nda wo tin da yin bu cha ni wo ji da ti da dang go ngo ri cha ya di yi ki da dan da go khurang zu go ru mi ye na
Now, when we use this term Vajra repetition, then let's look at the phase, the natural phase of breathing of a person. What naturally occurs is a repetition of certain phases. So first of all, let's say you exhale and then you inhale. You keep the air for a while and then again you start exhaling, inhaling, keeping, and then again going through this phase. There is a repetition of those three phases. And we talk about this particular phase of practice that is called Vajra repetition. It is called Vajra repetition because it's something that has not been fabricated by anyone. It was something that existed there naturally from the beginning, from had already been established. So you're doing this practice of seeing whatever movement of the winds occurring, the three phases of the movements, whether they arise, whether they enter, whether they abide, as being undifferentiable from the sound of the three syllables, the hum, om, ah, in that order. And the more you do that, the more you can recognize them as actually being the nature, as actually being the nature of this sound. And what is the sound of those three syllables? They are actually the mantras of all the deities of Vajra's body, of Vajra's speech, and Vajra mind. So in this way, you come to the point to recognize, to see everything as being in the nature of the speech of all deities.
So, it is said Vajra recitation, that is what the meaning of recitation in Deva in Tibetan. So it's like normally you call recitation the mantra, so it's something that you repeat over and over. So similar here, why it's called Deva, you know, recitation to this meditation here, to this practice. You know. The Hum A, the Hum Om A. Rising, then engaging, abiding, and entering, abiding. So so you're speaking. First, you know, you meditate the natural, then later on, then naturally it become this Hum Om A, naturally, you know, it appears that way. The heart of all the mantra.
Oji da dinra yin ba yin ju da dur di jang da la che bi chir de da rung sa rung ga long chong dur ji sam ji ki sam mi si da u ma ang ga yi ki sam bu ji da long sam ji long dong ju ni sam ga da kurang ga kuram rang ji du yi ki sam bu ju ya om tang bu yu wa ra de yin du om di da om di ji ba yin ga yu wa ri de yin du di kuram ji na da ji ga ngama di dong ju ni sam ri di kuram ji na
Now, if you look at the very bottom of page 34, we have a quotation from the Illuminating Lamp, which states, the repetition by nature, the indivisible union of the three letters of the three Vajras and the three tones of the three phases of winds is called Vajra repetition. And Rinpoche is suggesting that maybe instead of changing the order of Om Ahum, we can change the order of the three phases of the winds, and we can say the winds entering, abiding, and arising. So if you change it this way, you can retain the Om Ahum.
Ori da dina yin ba yin da din sam ni jaw ni yang ji de zu ko la yang dawan da ri yo na yang di len ri ni shi na de ke.
Right, so we stop here with the presentation of the text to allow time, half an hour, for questions and answers.
My question is, as we go about our daily activities, just on a daily basis, because the writing of channels represent attachment and anger, is it the case that just if we are very conscientiously trying to observe our emotions of anger and attachment, and trying to be very careful about our reaction to situations, and especially, let's say, with an intellectual understanding that we can bring out the benefits of the situation, would that help to decrease the writing of channels, I mean the knots, from tightening, just again on a very, you know, daily base, from you know, increasing the tightness? Would that somehow loosen it up?
Now, the question had to do with the right and left channels and how they actually constrict the central channel by forming those notes around it. And we say that in our meditation, the object of the meditation is, the objective of the meditation is to try to loosen up those notes. Now, since when we generally talk about the right and the left channel, we say that they also represent attachment and anger from amongst our delusions. So the question is, if on everyday activity, not during meditation, but if on everyday activity, one is becoming more and more aware of one's attitude, how attachment, how anger is generated, and with the initial level of conceptual, intellectual understanding of emptiness, is it possible by being aware or trying to regulate this, deal with the arising of anger and hatred, would that help at all loosen up the knots at the channel, like during ordinary activity, not during meditation? Rinpoche la da chirtang la rongso tsaoma rokyang ki ye yuan la dui trabu chi gyao yo res. La rongso chirtang gom gyawe kab la gom gyawe ki mi yur kare yo res na tenso dui kanga lo zog tu droya ki mi yur yo res. Che tsanga di gom gyab tang ki ta tapshe jamin ra dinche mambo yo res. Yina yang chirtang chewa yina tsa roma tang kyangma koranso decha tang kondro tsung yo res. Ta chirtanga ki leka chebe kabla, je to ki kabla, susu ta chembe kone, o tanda duecha chege duz, tanda control langi duz, yang te ta nyam tu tomba nyi ki korla sanglo tangi tangi chewa yena. Ca ro kyan ki duwa di konsu des loru dro yon sigiru wes.
Ori. Riri, dadi, nji, mengo takdu na atu ro jan oma samla, Rita Vamala Garasigo, Tonyum Gassasina, Tinaji, Siu Jira, Yonga Rojan, you got no chocolate, don't you got no jerryam. Made in that Toyaja, you are it. Or you dati Rojan, you got a Mukamukatis, Amgo, Garasigo, ကျန်တဲ့ကန်တဲ့ဘတ်တရာတင်တဲ့ထောက်ချောင်းယူဆမှာရေနန်ဒီကမ်နေကမ်တနေကျေဂျေဒံဝဒဲဂျန်ရစ်စတဲ့သုံးနေမှာကျေဆောင်းရကိုကိုယူရတဲ့ဒီဝဂျီတာဒီမြေမြူပတ်ရှေ့ချောက်ဝတန်တာကဇောဂရမကိုမြေမြူပတ်နံပါတ်နောက်ဆုံးမဘူးကြီးဝရင်သူတင်တဲ့ကိုကိုနေမှာကျေမှုနေဂုံနဲ့စံစံတဲ့တို့ရကျေစံတဲ့ကောင်ကကနောင်းနေတို့ကဘာဒီညင်ကစံတဲ့တေးရင်တင်း
Although we do give the names of attachment and anger to the right and left channel, and we call the central channel the channel of equanimity, Rinpoche is saying that to really be able to work with the knots that are formed around the central channel, you have to engage in these meditations that are described at this stage of completion. Although we do use those names, we apply those names to the channels merely by observing, let's say, the arising of these types of emotions, and trying to work with that will not allow you, will not facilitate the loosening up of the knots. When we talk about this, these knots that are formed around the central channel, we need to be aware that they are formed at different locations. And as we say, to completely undo the knots at the level of the heart is the most difficult thing. You can do it easier by working on other locations first. So you will be more successful if you work with, the crown or the throat or the navel or any other location. Now, they are quite difficult to undo, and this is why we have such a means, such a variety of different types of meditation to engage in. In particular, when you're working with the heart and you try to loosen up and eventually completely undo those channels, you have to engage in various meditations, sometimes focusing on letters, sometimes seed letters, sometimes focusing on drops and so forth. And all of it is done because these are knots that are very difficult to undo. So unless you rely on these particular techniques, not much will be achieved. Now, there is another thing to discuss here. That we're talking about those knots, the channel knots around the central channel that are created through the right and left channel. Sometimes they are actual knots, as the right and left channel, they actually curl around the central one. But sometimes the central channel is restricted because simply right and left channels, they kind of squeeze next to it and do not allow much space for flow of the winds. There's two particular occasions, the occasion of the moon eclipse and the occasion of the sun eclipse. And it is said that it is possible for some individuals some flow of winds to occur in the central channel during that time. Why? Because it is said that it is possible at that time the right and the left channel seem to loosen up a little bit, so they do not restrict the central channel so much. Now, when we what terms one would choose to describe the phenomenon of moon eclipse, for example, in the Tibetan tradition we say that we have Rahula, which is another type. Either you describe it as a planet, you can describe it as a planet, and this one seems to be eclipsing or eating up the moon, and this is how this phenomenon comes about, for example, yeah? And we know that the right and left channels, they are associated with the sun and the moon, with Rahula, central channel, and so forth. In these occasions, when we have, at the time of the eclipse, when the right and left channel, they loosen up and they allow a bit more, some flow of winds into the central channel, it is said that the virtue that is generated is stronger. If you do something during the time of the moon eclipse, it's said that it is multiplied by 100,000 times. If it happens through the time of the sun eclipse, it is multiplied by 7 times that much, so 700,000 times. Moon eclipses.
I'd like to appeal to Rinpoche's kindness to elucidate about Bodhisattva Chidagarbha, this master.
Such as you would like?
Because it's just mentioned, and I'd like to know from the Tibetan point of view, Tibetan pantheon of Bodhisattvas, in the capsule form, what he can tell us about Bodhisattva Chidagarbha.
All right, so the question is whether Rinpoche could please say something about Bodhisattva Chidagarbha. We mentioned the other day when we were talking about the 100 lineage, how we visualize, how we relate certain aspects of the grass elements into the Bodhisattva. So Bodhisattva Chidagarbha came up in this occasion. Rinpoche led Kizang Aronzo, the Changchu Simba, the Sain Nimbo Yaroas, the Sain Nimbo Changchu Simba di Kurang Nam Thar Kare Kare Yores, Chale Kare Kare Yores, Kho Dinte Shuvindos.
Ari. Inji da di Kare Sikwana Nam Thar Kare Yores, Yusi, Mugzer Kuchuwa Jam Mandi di, Da Ji Changchu Simba Sain Nimbo Chidin Garbi di, Ji Zagwa Ni Da Tso Koyang Duna, Ji Mu Ni La Sain Nimbo Rangji, Sain Nimbo Rangji, Munis Sanyan Garanji Chen Karbusi Varva. What you da the Yujita Soyena, what you da Dina Yamba Yendu, what you da Sayinian Bodhi, Muniga Karasago Nita Lamar, Gojiji Yingu Yuari.
Herbis says, we don't have a biography of Bodhisattva Chidagarbha right now, but I can tell you if, for example, you're doing the practice. You know, this particular practice, as we say, that you would generate the two eyes, at the basis of the two eyes, as in the nature of Chidagarbha.
Then you carry the go. That you read that. Then that Jaru yosad zona. The say nyambo chidin garbu ko niri chiga yosari wadi. Yang Jaru dozo say nyambo di ta chimbo di ti hangendiga. Ti yang ti adi jinzen kwang ko thani yena shuhami.
And again, Rinpoche says it's actually remarkable that you see, for example, in China, in Taiwan, and so forth, all the Chinese population seems to have incredible respect and reverence for Bodhisattva Chidagarbha. And Rinpoche says, I don't really know the reason why that is so. Right, the next question.
Body repetition, which is explained here in Father Tantra, in Mother Tantra.
Alright, so we have the term here, Vajra repetition, and it is, this presentation is from the point of view of Father Tantras. Can we find the same practice within Mother Tantras? Rinpoche la te kabla ngarazo doje deva yoroas, doje deva di sangwa duwe ki keche mikse yores yamena magyu nangla yorewes.
Ori doje deva di. Reju da sangwa diwa na wemba samga sangwa du na oji durji diwa di nga wenga kamna sangwa kuiwariwa majina yoyo kuiwari yangji tsu sardan rao ndongi di jiti tap sangwa diwa na sardan tongi sangwa kuiwa yendu pajini yunga minro mato di jie yansona durji diwa yoyo kuiwariwa.
We are mentioning here the Vajra recitation within the context of verbal isolation. Verbal isolation is one of the three isolations of the completion stage of Guhyasamaja Tantra. Guhyasamaja Tantra is a father tantra and is actually the origin. This tantra is the source, the origin of information of all this material. Rinpoche says, I think that you can find it in mother tantras, you can find it in other tantras as well, this particular practice, but the origin or the source is mainly this particular Guhyasamaja, father tantra.
What are the four empties?
All right, the question is, what are the four empties? Rinpoche,
Tomba, Yenji Gavaji Nikava Jarna, or Juda Tomba Yamra, or the Tombu, the Tombaji, Shanta Tombaz, the Tilly Jamara, the Tongsonga Sena, Tomba Yam, Tilly Chiwanda, or Jujan, or Juda Chembu Tongaz, the Tilly Jan, Tomba Yamra, or Chirinra Jundu, or Juda Tamji Tombaz, the Tomba Yam, the Rona Shabaza Mayamba, Chutamji Lamar, Chabding Ego.
Alright, so just to enumerate them and give them their names. The first one is called empty. The second one is called very empty. The third one is called great empty. And the fourth one is called all empty. And as we progress, you know, as we explained with the four joys, the intensity of the experience increases. So a similar thing happens here with the empties. As you move from the empty to the very empty, this appearance of empty is intensified. Then you move into the great empty, and finally you come to the point of all empty, where you can see that this is a state that pervades all phenomena. It covers all phenomena, all dharmas. Now, we can look at what is happening during the process of death, where the person is experiencing the gradual dissolution of the four elements. And we go through the phase of the earth, dissolving, the water dissolving, the fire dissolving, and then finally the wind dissolving. And as we move from one phase to the next, of course, the gross consciousness gradually, as we say, they are withdrawn, they pack up, they stop functioning. And when we reach it, of course, there are certain visions that are associated with this process. But when we reach at the last point where wind dissolves into consciousness, this is the point where all the type of gross consciousness has actually subsided. Now, from that point onwards, we're only dealing with subtle types of consciousness, and we will go through different phases. The phase of white appearance, the phase of red increase, the phase of black near attainment, and finally we will have the arising of the mind of clear light. And again, although we say that we're dealing here with subtle types of consciousness, we go from the subtle to the more subtle to the even more subtle to the subtlest. And those four phases are actually associated with the four empties. So when we talk about the phase of white appearance, this is associated with the first one, which is empty. In the case of red increase, we are talking about correlation with the very empty. In the phase of black near attainment, this corresponds to the great empty. And finally, the most subtle wind and mind, which is associated with clear light, is said to be correlating to the all empty.
O jida ti kada jana da jida inji nomba kar lambas, chiba mar lambas, nirtum nag lambas. O jida usar o jida karisigo jida tonson sine da ti yamba yendu nomba kar lamba kada jida namka tonson go jida nyamra o jida chardingi. Ti chiba ngan dani jida unda jida kar lamsi tonson ge tina jida chardingi. Then, You know,
Now, since we have mentioned those last four phases of white appearance, etc., it is also interesting to mention the visions that would appear internally. In the case of white appearance, the vision that appears to you is a vision of an empty sky that is lit up by moonlight. So the white is from the white rays of the moonlight, but the background of the vision is empty sky, empty space. In the case of the second one, which is red appearance, again you have the same background of this empty space, but you see it illuminated from the red light rays of the sun. So there is this redness that covers space. In the third case of black near attainment, you do not have any more the light either of the sun or the moon, but you have the blackness of, as if the blackness of night, right? Black near attainment. But again, the background is this space, this empty, completely empty space. When we come to the last one, which is the clear light, it is said that all that is remaining is actually this background of completely empty space. So you don't have any more any white appearance, you don't have any red appearance, you don't have any black appearance. It's as if you have taken all this out and all you're left with is this completely empty space of the background, the empty space. And this is how we say we also associate those four faces gradually with the four empties, from the empty to the very empty to the great empty, and you come to the all empty, which describes this phase of clear light, where you don't have any white, any red, any black, you just have empty space. Now, since we have mentioned the four empties, of course there is debate on whether the four empties relates to emptiness and so forth. If you're dealing with a practitioner who has great intimacy and familiarity with meditating on emptiness, they can use these particular states on minds, of minds, and direct these subtle states of minds towards emptiness. Right? So empty is not emptiness. It's a type of consciousness that can be directed towards emptiness if one has a familiarity to do it at that time. Now, as we say, if you are someone who has familiarity with emptiness, if you have spent your life training to meditate on emptiness, and if you have repeatedly reminded to yourself that when the time of the dissolution comes, when the time of death comes, I want to meditate on emptiness, if you have prepared yourself like that, it would be possible to utilize the subtle consciousness that become manifest at this point and do your meditation on emptiness. Otherwise, for an ordinary person, if they are capable of recognizing the faces, all they would think at that point is that, well, something completely empty, like an empty space, appeared at the end. I went through the faces, and at the end there was this empty space. Now, if on the other hand, as we say, you have this familiarity through previous training, you should not have too much difficulty in remembering emptiness and having a clear remembrance of your previous training of emptiness. But of course, there will be many cases of what appears according to the individuals. To some people, it will, you know, those faces will appear, but they will not be ascertained. To others, it will not appear clearly. Others will not, although it will appear, they will lose the opportunity to do the practice and so forth. We stop here for now.